Day 9, Physical Activity. Hi there. Today we will talk about the subject of energy and physical activity. Have you ever asked yourself why most people exercise very little and others can be very active and fit? Dr. LaRocque's patient Linda, who you will remember from day 1, was in a wheelchair, yet did more physical activity than her sister, who despite her good health was unhappy. Why did Jerry, a well-known businessman and a good friend, do more physical activity at the age of 55 than most people at the age of 30 since his heart attack? Because, following their health problems, Linda and Jerry realized the importance of energy and physical activity. Do we have to wait for a catastrophe in our lives or a serious disease to become aware of this? I hope not. Do you believe in universal energy? Everything is energy. By becoming aware of our body, we realize that we eat food that provides us with the energy to function well. In turn, the human body burns with energy by producing more. Even more, the human body is pure energy. If you look at your hand with the human eye, you see skin. If you look at it under a microscope, you see cells. If you increase the microscope strength and use an electronic microscope, you will actually see the atoms. These are made of electrically neutral particles, neutrons, positively charged particles, protons, and negatively charged particles, electrons. This is the very substance of matter, energy. The question that we have to ask now, how can you optimally manage this energy so that your body works well and your organs maintain energetic balance? First, we have seen the importance of the quality of the food we eat, since this is the first source of energy. This is what we have talked about in the previous days. Secondly, this energy by definition is constantly changing. This is today's subject, the importance of physical activity to optimally circulate this energy. It is a universal law. You can perhaps understand that the energy that has been built up in the body that cannot be released or used by the muscles will literally become a ticking time bomb, ultimately exploding the body, destroying the energy balance of our organs, and lead to diseases and even cancer. Why must we wait for a catastrophe to hit our lives or a serious disease to become aware? Ignorance or denial can no longer be good excuses for remaining sedentary. What other mechanisms can alter our awareness? Time? It takes time to get into good physical shape. I would say that eventually it would take roughly the same amount of time to take care of a disease later on. Another objection is that it's not easy to keep in regular shape with everything I have to do. I would add here that it's not easy to be fat and sick. Another objection is priority. I want to, but I must take care of my family. I would say that you cannot give energy that you do not have. Charity starts with yourself. The last ditch objection, it takes too much effort. Indeed, to climb Mount Everest, succeed at work, be in good physical health, be overweight, be sick, to not feel good, this is the same energy principle in its different forms. So why not choose what makes you happier rather than unhappy? Dr. LaRocque has been practicing for over 30 years and claims that his patients are the ones who have taught him about life. They taught him everything about positive and negative. You know, people say that medicine has changed a lot It's true. Do you know that with new medical technology, we are now discovering a treatment to heal or prevent nearly all diseases? This treatment works on the brain. It can heal depression and reduce stress. New medical imaging techniques prove it quite clearly. It also acts on the heart. It prevents heart disease and even helps reduce the hardening of the arteries. X-rays of the heart and arteries before and after this treatment prove it. The same treatment is also used on cancer. It helps prevent it and can help heal it and extend the remission period. But that's not all. As the ad says, for the same price, you can lower your blood pressure as effectively as most medication. And that's not all. Incredible but true, you can prevent diabetes. And if you already have diabetes, you can lower your blood sugar as effectively as most medications. As an extra, listen carefully. Your cholesterol and your triglyceride levels or the fats in your blood will go down, lowering your risk of cardiovascular disease. This treatment costs nothing and it is available right away. It has been proven that walking and physical activity and moving circulate the energy. Ask yourself the question, what is the energy cost of being 5 kilos or 10 pounds overweight? This extra weight corresponds to an energy reserve that will allow you to run 10 marathons or walk 10,000 kilometers. That's not all. Carrying these extra 5 kilos or 10 pounds for a year means that you are burning as much energy to run 10 more marathons. Do your own calculations by taking each extra kilo or 2 pounds as being equal to 2 marathons. Hopefully you are now convinced of the importance of energy balance and of physical activity, and you're planning to go for a good walk. Bye for now.